following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And Baylor will meet the third Big Ten team in the tournament, the Cornhuskers of Nebraska.
Cunningham's in downtown Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you for the next 2 hours on this special St. Patrick's Day edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we invite you to come down and join us at Cunningham's, not only to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but to get that early look at the NCAA tournament bracket. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk with Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network about how big this is for Nebraska's men to get into the NCAA tournament, and his thoughts on the draw, what Nebraska has ahead of them, and an early matchup with the Baylor Bears, what they have learned so far. We'll also be catching up down in Waco with John Werner of the Waco Tribune Herald, and Eric Olson from the Associated Press is going to join us as well on today's Doug and Daddy Show. So that's all part of our two-hour edition today. We'll give our take on the brackets. We'll also be taking a look at what happened over the weekend in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Look at the final rankings from the Omaha and Lincoln paper. UNK wrestling and track were at the Nationals this weekend. We'll give you some results there. Hastings women saw their season come to an end at the National Tournament. A quick recap there as well. But right off the bat, don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. The Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light, with thousands of dollars in cash and prizes to be won, including Cunningham's Cash, Russell's Appliance in Kearney with a great grand prize, pizza a month for a year from Papa John's, and much, much more. You can fill out your bracket right now free online at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can stop by Cunningham's Journal and fill it out while you're here today for St. Patrick's Day. Who knows? Jimmy, if you're here long enough, maybe you'll fill out that winning bracket. Warren Buffett's got $1 billion out there for you. Maybe you'll fill out that winning bracket today after 10 or 5 there's, or 2.
Hey, there's enough people in here right now. Somebody might be able to get one. That's no doubt.
Well, Jimmy, great to have you back in
you
after being down at the state tournament Thursday and Friday. NCAA, I just kind of want your early thoughts here. We've seen what all the national prognosticators, not only from ESPN but everywhere, has there. What stuck out to you?
Well, you know, I guess when I looked at the deal, nothing really intrigued me much. North Carolina State maybe getting into the tournament might have been the only thing that I looked at. But when I looked at who they beat, some of the games they played, I can understand. And, you know, when you're arguing over who's in the 68 or 69, 69, 70, you know, that sometimes comes into play. But I guess what transpired over the weekend was how Iowa State moved up so much. You know, Iowa State probably improved their status in the tournament, getting a big number up by the way they played in the Big 12 tournament. And that probably surprised me, I guess, from what we talked about last week compared to this week. You know, all the other things kind of came into play, but Iowa State moving up that rapidly in the seed they get. And then the way that Louisville and Michigan State play, being the four seed, and how many people are taking them to win the entire tournament. You know, they are in an area where they're the four seed, they're on the four line, but everybody falls in love with them. But, Doug, here's a mistake people are making. In horse racing, everybody looks at the last race. You know, how you did in my last race, and they kind of get their opinion on stuff instead of looking at the overall picture. So I think Louisville is a team that people are going to fall in love with late, in Michigan State. They're falling in love with them, and not because of what they did over the whole entire season, but just what they did late.
Well, and I think that's interesting, and a lot of people are in love with Michigan State, and we've been talking about them the last couple of weeks, if they get healthy. The thing is, I want to know, if Louisville and Michigan State were number one seeds, would they be picking them the same way they are now as a four seed? I think that's very interesting. That's fine. You know what? Make Michigan State the number one seed in that bracket and make the number one seed the number four seed. Are you telling me that would make any difference to you? I mean, is that what the national pundits are saying? Or are they trying to say that, you know, not all the number ones are going to go, and here's where I'm going to go? But I'm now very leery of Michigan State. I think almost everybody at ESPN has picked Michigan State to win the national championship. Dick Vitale, Jay Billis, Jay Williams, all the guys that travel with their game day for basketball, all like Michigan State. Very weird and unusual that you pick a number four seed to win a national title. I thought Florida was supposed to be the best team in the country. Now, all of a sudden, nobody wants to take them.
You know, what's interesting, you know, they have the RPI number, Doug, and the RPI number has Florida number one, Arizona number two, and Kansas as number three, you know, as the top RPI numbers. You know, interesting enough, before the Big Ten tournament, Nebraska's RPI number was 41, and, you know, when they lost, it went down to 46. But, you know, what's amazing about that is, you know, there's such a small little area of with these teams and just a small little number between, like, the 35th best team and the 45th best team, you know, that one game or just a basket here or there is a difference to make an RPI change.
Your thoughts on Wichita State? Everybody says that's the bracket of death. Well, maybe one of the reasons is the bracket of death, because it's the only undefeated team in the country.
Well, what's interesting about Wichita State, Doug, is this. Here's what people – the way the NCAA picks the teams, they would rather have Wichita State be 32-2 and be 2-2 against top 25 teams. That way they can prove they can play with top 25 teams. You know, they'd rather have them 32-2 and go 2-2 instead of being 34-0 and not play anybody in there. So they'd rather see them competing against those teams. What they forget about, I think they played against them last year, and they beat a bunch of them last year in the tournament. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they kind of forgot about this a little bit. Hey, when you run the table, so I thought Wichita State, like you say, it probably isn't getting as much respect as they probably deserve.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Some early thoughts here on the NCAA bracket from Cunningham's on this St. Patrick's Day. We're glad to have you along. Great crowd on hand already. We invite you to come in, enjoy some lunch. Miles from Dublin playing some authentic Irish music up on the stage. Plenty of room for you. And, boy, by this afternoon, if that temperature does knock it out of the ballpark with about 70-degree high, it will be outstanding. You can go out into the courtyard and enjoy a little extra room there. But we invite you to come by and join us today at Cunningham's They're open all day. They've got great lunch specials for you, some traditional Irish, 17 days of St. Patty's because one day just isn't enough. Reuben sliders, the Guinness burger, the Banger burger. How about a Reuben burger or sandwich? They've even got a Reuben pizza for you here at Cunningham's. Just some early thoughts from what some of the national pundits said yesterday. Stephen F. Austin is already a darling in this basketball tournament because they are 31-2, and Virginia Commonwealth might be a five. There's that 12-5 matchup that everybody talks about, and VCU might be coming into the tournament a little down and a little banged up. So
Doug,
there's
exactly right about Stephen F. Austin. They haven't lost since November 23rd. You know what I mean? So it's been 4 months since they lost. They lost at Texas, and then I think they lost to another team, like a Middle Tennessee State or somebody like that, Doug. I mean, I don't think Middle Tennessee State is correct, but they did get beat by a team like that, but it was way back. And it was way back in November, and I think it was the 23rd. So you're exactly right. Good point.
The other 5-12 matchups to take a look at, Oklahoma and North Dakota State, St. Louis, and then they'll play the North Carolina State Xavier winner. And nobody right now likes St. Louis, saying that they have stubbed their toe coming into the tournament. I never remember seeing St. Louis, even though they were ranked about 10th at one time, higher than a 4 seed. So all they've done is drop to a 5 seed. And the other 5-12 matchup is Cincinnati-Harvard. Harvard's the one that knocked out New Mexico as a 14 seed last year. A lot of people say, you know what, just because they're playing in the Ivy League, this is still a good basketball team. Obviously, Nebraska fans, if they wanted to, paid attention to Cincinnati and how good they were back in December when Nebraska played them right before Christmas. Hung with them most of the ball game, and then kind of, as they were doing at that time, getting rolled in the last 10 minutes of the basketball game. So I think, once again, you have a ton of intriguing 5-12 matchups. I don't think any of those fives are heavy favorites.
No, I agree. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the same thing can be said about the 11-6 matchups. And luckily, Nebraska's one of those. You know, Nebraska and Baylor, that's an intriguing 11-6 matchup, as well as Dayton and Ohio State. You know, now, Ohio State's a 6 seed. And I guarantee you, Nebraska, what might play in them again is a 6 seed. You know, so I think Dayton will beat Ohio State. I think that's one of the 11 picks over a 6 that I think that's a game that will probably happen. I also think Providence, an 11, could beat North Carolina. That game's played, you know, in San Antonio, but I think Providence could beat them as an 11. And then you got your play-in games. You know, we got Iowa and Tennessee playing, and the winner of that game could win over Massachusetts. So I like all the 11s over the 6s. I can see all four of those games. All 11s win it.
Unusual, though, that as we look at the odds from Vegas Insider out of the compilation of all of the big-time books in Vegas, the only two times that a higher seed is favored over a lower seed is the 9 versus 8s. Pittsburgh over Colorado and Oklahoma State over Gonzaga. Usually a 7-10, 5-12, 6-11, there's one of those that maybe they give the higher seed a 1-point or a 2-point difference. So even Vegas right now, likes the way this tournament is seated in that middle spot. I know some people have an issue with Louisville being a 4 or such on and so forth. But the two numbers you need to know, Baylor is favored by 3 right now over Nebraska, Creighton by 14 over Louisiana Lafayette. Jimmy, your initial impressions, the line opened, Baylor 2.5. It's right now 3. My thought was that's good news for Nebraska. Your thought?
Yeah, I think so too. I think that Baylor-Nebraska game probably is really about as even as a matchup as we could get. Nebraska being an 11 seed. And, you know, Nebraska probably could have been a 10 seed, maybe a 12, you know what I mean? But if the 11 number's not bad. And a Baylor, other than the game being played in Texas, you know, but I think the Creighton-Nebraska fans together might make that little more of a less home field, home court advantage. You know, when I think when you look at your bracket, one of the things people need to do when you're picking these people is you need to look and see where these games are played at. And Wisconsin is in a bracket where it's in Milwaukee. They're the 2 seed. Oregon and BYU got to play each other, but after they get done, they're going to be playing Wisconsin in Milwaukee. There's some other things that are like that. You know, Baylor's getting to play in Texas. There are some, when you pick out your bracket, I think it's very important to figure out where, and then look ahead to see where some of these others are playing after this round's over, because if you get to play, home court advantage in basketball is absolutely ridiculous, and it's not always has to be the home court. It's having the crowd on your side, too.
Well, and one other thing, I thought everything, as we get back to Nebraska, and we can maybe talk about this a little bit more, is that I thought everything went about as well as it could for Nebraska on Selection Sunday, except, I'll be honest, I don't want to play, if Nebraska wins, I don't want to play Creighton in the next game. I did not like that. I did not think that was fair, and I haven't broke it down far enough here to see how many other situations would be like that. But, you know, Colorado, Pittsburgh, have they played Florida? UCLA, Tulsa, have they played VCU? Ohio State, Dayton, have they played Syracuse? Has Kansas played New Mexico? You know, I'm going to venture to say that this is one of only a couple of potential second-round matchups. They didn't have to do that, Jimmy, and they did. They didn't have to do that, and they did. And you know they did it intentionally. And it's cool for the Nebraska Riders that are going down there to San Antonio. Hell, I wish I could go as well. I think there's some great basketball teams down there, and it's going to be absolutely fun. But you know what? If Nebraska, you can look at it a bunch of ways. They're just trying to win their first tournament game ever. Then all of a sudden, there would be Creighton. And if Creighton beats them, it's like, oh, well, you're still number two in the state. And on the other hand, who wants Doug McDermott to have his career ended by Nebraska?
Well, here's a good point you made, because easily the committee could have done this, is North Carolina is playing Providence. They're 6-11. They're playing in San Antonio also. You know, and they could have put Nebraska on the 11 bracket playing North Carolina, moving Providence over to play Baylor, keep Nebraska and Creighton away. Another one that's intriguing, if you look up, Doug, you look at Ohio State and they're playing Dayton. They're a 6-11. You know where Dayton's located at. You know, I mean, if you know anything about geography at all, Dayton is in Ohio. You know, and Ohio State and Dayton have to play first round. You know, that you don't think Dayton's got a little second tired of reading about Ohio State all day long.
Yeah, they've wanted to play them forever. Ohio State won't schedule them. And if Nebraska was going to play, of the six seeds, if Nebraska was going to be in 11, A, you weren't going to play Ohio State, so that's out. B, you don't want to play North Carolina, not in the first round. And C, Massachusetts is the other one.
And you got to have the playoff game there.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the playoff game. So, and even if it wasn't, they could put that playoff against anybody, but that kind of means Massachusetts was the last six. So, overall, that first round is about as good as Nebraska could have possibly hoped for.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I mean, and especially when we got on the 11 number. You know, if we'd have beat Ohio State, Doug, we probably would have, I mean, no doubt we would have been a 10, possibly a 9. But that's as high as Nebraska was ever going to go. Even if they had won the entire tournament, the 8 would have been as high as they would have gone on that. You know, that's winning the whole ball of wax. So each win would have moved them up probably one number, and that's about all it was going to do.
And sometimes they have to work very hard to keep conference opponents from facing each other. The dream big, Nebraska could have a rematch with Wisconsin in the Sweet 16 if they would win two basketball games, or Oregon, either way. But Wisconsin would be sitting there, and usually they try to put that scenario where the conference teams don't have to meet until the Elite Eight, when you can't keep them away. When you have a conference that has multiple bids, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8 or 9 teams, that's not the case here.
And if you look above, too, on that other bracket, right above Nebraska and Creighton, and like you said, Nebraska and Wisconsin rematch, look where Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are at. You know, I mean, that's a long stretch, but they're still in the same area. You know, the 9-5, could you imagine that one where Oklahoma and Oklahoma State play each other? Yeah, not too far down the road, right.
First number one team that, I mean, everybody's saying Wichita State is in trouble. I thought Virginia got a heck of a draw for being a number one seed going all the way out. They should be able to make it into that Elite Eight game against or a Sweet 16 game against a Michigan State team or whoever comes out of there, possibly Cincinnati, Harvard. But about every bracket's probably going to have Michigan State and Virginia. I think Florida looks really good. Arizona, Some of the Cinderella picks are Oklahoma State out of that region.
Yeah, and I think the Gonzaga Oklahoma State winner will have enough athleticism out on the court to give Arizona all they want to get to the Sweet 16. So, you know, when you're talking about the Sweet 16, getting to the Sweet 16, I really think that Arizona got the worst draw. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be, you know, they didn't have the worst draw in the worst bracket to maybe get someplace, because the West bracket maybe isn't as tough. I think Creighton could come out of that thing. I actually think Creighton has got a shot to make it to the Final Four in that West bracket. But the Oklahoma State-Gonzaga winner looks like it'd be a lot tougher than even the Nebraska-Baylor winner for, you know, when you look at a 6-11. Those 8-9s are pretty tough.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We get to talk about it all week because the Doug and Daddy Show is live at Cunningham's all week. Today, a special two-hour show for St. Patrick's Day. So come on in, enjoy the live Irish music, enjoy the great drink specials, enjoy the great St. Patrick's Day food specials as well. They're open all day here. And always, of course, fun to see some of the costumes.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, the other one, too, if you look at Wichita State, if the 9 seed beats the 8 seed, which happens quite frequently, look who Wichita State plays right after they win their first round game against Cal Poly Texas Southern. Who does Wichita State play if the 9 beats the 8?
Well, they'll have Kansas State. More people are worried about Kentucky, but they would have Kansas State in an in-state matchup there.
Isn't that something? Because the 9-8, that's Kentucky's not a lock in this game. Kansas State could win this thing. They're playing in St. Louis. You know what I mean? So Kansas State could win that game. They will have a great fan base there. So will Wichita State. It kind of reminds me of the fan base that might be with the Nebraska Creighton going into Baylor.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And usually when teams are talked about and over-talked about, like a Louisville or a Michigan State, that's usually when somebody bites them on the heel and they don't even make the Sweet 16. So we'll see. One last, and then we'll go into the break here. Just to throw this out there, is that it seems to me, and maybe Jeffrey can do some research on this for us, it seems to me that when Gonzaga is not highly seeded, a 1, 2, 3, 4, they do better. When they're the 6, 7, 8, 9, they seem to get a couple of wins in there, get things rolling, get talked about. Because we know when they were the 1 seed here a couple of years ago, bang, they were out in the second round, and I think that's why a lot of people think Wichita State could be in a bad spot. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What do you make of a possible rematch between Nebraska and Creighton in the third round of the tournament? You love it. Teams are different than they were in December, so you want to see it again, or you hate it because you wanted to see them in different regions. Vote now. What do you think of a possible rematch? And I know we got to get by game one, but that's what we do. We think ahead. We think about it. What do you think of a possible rematch, Nebraska and Creighton? Could play on Sunday. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Over the weekend, we asked you who was the biggest steal because the Broncos got two players from the Patriots here the last 2 years. Last year, they got wide receiver Wes Welker, and then here in the free agency, they picked up Aqib Talib, the defensive back. 79% went with Wes Welker. 21% went with Talib. Again, vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's. It's St. Patrick's Day 2014. Coming up around the corner, Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network. We'll talk with Eric Olson of the Associated Press about both Nebraska and Creighton, and John Werner of the Waco Tribune-Herald will join us at the top of the hour. Come down and join us at Cunningham's.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Use your Home Depot consumer credit card and get 10% off or up to 24 months special financing on all flooring right now. No more maybe or one day or let's wait and see. Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate. Now the floor is yours. Let's do this. Save 10% or get special financing with your Home Depot credit card on any flooring purchase. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 19th. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Jim Langan with you for the first of five straight days here at Cunningham's. And today, not only do we get to break down the NCAA brackets, but we get to, of course, celebrate St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's. Come on down and join us for great, great live Irish music all day. And we're back at Cunningham's for some great food, great specials, and, of course, green beer. And, Jimmy, I have some wisdom for you here.
Okay, go ahead.
On this St. Patrick's Day, after the first glass, you see things as you wish they were. After the second, you see things as they are not. Finally, you see things as they really are, and that is the most horrible thing in the world.
Now, does that just pertain to me, or is that to all the people in the United States? Okay.
That's from people smarter than me that wrote things and are famous.
Even in Ireland. That happens in Ireland.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Okay, Doug, this comes from John and Carney. Okay, Doug, I've got to hand it to you. Jimmy sounds so much like Mel Kiper, it's unreal, and he has the hairdo to go with it. Jim is top-notch. I love his take on it all.
Who was that from? So
that's John and Carney.
Tell John, hey, just how we rehearsed it. Thanks a lot, John.
So there you go. Coming up here in about two minutes, whatever it may be, Matt Davison is scheduled to join us from the Husker Sports Network. And later on, we'll be talking with John Warner, the Waco Tribune Herald, about Baylor, and Eric Olson of the Associated Press in the second hour of the show. Get a little bit of his take on Nebraska and on Creighton. A couple of other sports notes over the weekend. Tri-City Storm were defeated. Nebraska Danger, they continue to put up points. Jimmy, and you were there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they looked pretty good. They got off to 21-0 lead real early in the game, Doug. And then coasted pretty much. And they played a team, Tri-Cities, that had competed against somebody, the team that won it last year and went down to the last the week before, went down to the last turnover late in the game. So that team's pretty good. The team, they're from like Seattle, Washington area.
Tri-Cities, yeah.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. So, yeah, that was a pretty good win for them.
Now the Danger hit the road to take on Bemidji this weekend for the Storm. They'll be at home for a pair of games against Green Bay on Friday and Saturday. Also, the State Boys Basketball Tournament wrapped up over the weekend. We weren't able to crown any champions, but there was some good basketball played. Donovan Trumbull won the third-place game. They lost in overtime to a Bergen team that won the state title in overtime over Ainsworth. And that was one of the more entertaining games. And we had nine games, I believe it was, go into overtime at the boys' state tournament, a double overtime and even a triple overtime game.
Right. And, you know, really, we kind of talked about it, Doug, that we thought Elm Creek and Overton had a chance to win D1 if they played well. You know, that thing was wide open. That Class D1 thing was wide open. You would have a different winner probably every time you played that. And then we also said the same thing with Donovan Trumbull, that they had a chance to win that thing too. You know, they beat a pretty good Southern Valley team in the district. It looked like they were a little bit better than Southern Valley was that night. So we thought maybe Donovan Trumbull had a little bit of better chance. But both Southern Valley and Donovan Trumbull had great years. And, you know, it was a good area in basketball this year for D1, C1, and C2 teams in our area. There were some really good boys basketball teams in that area this year.
I said last week that I felt bad for Minden after making the finals and the girls not able to finish it off. I also felt bad for not only Overton but Elm Creek. They lose by 2 points to a team that wins the state championship. And I got a good buddy that's an assistant coach on the Randolph team. But this just doesn't look like a state championship team. It was just their weekend, and that happens from time to time. I firmly believe Overton beat two better basketball teams in the first and the second round, and something just happened in the second half on Saturday when the clock struck noon and the ball quit going in the basket for those young men. They had, for the local teams, the most exciting moment of the weekend, Hayden Cahoy hitting a shot there at the buzzer to ascend them to the state championship. But the final ranked teams from Stoop Hospital in the area, A, it's Bellevue West, B, it's Omaha Scott, C, it's Wahoo Newman. Cozad is 10th in the Omaha. They're 9th with Kearney Catholic, 10th in the Lincoln paper. In C2, Donovan Trumbull 3rd, St. Cecilia 5th, Southern Valley 7th, Ravenna 10th in the Omaha, and Sutton was 10th in the Journal Star. In D1, Overton 2nd, and Elm Creek finished in 4th. Well, Jimmy, one good thing, Tim Miles, you want to know why he was so pumped up that Nebraska made the NCAA tournament? $150,000 more in his contract.
That's and well-deserved.
And you know what?
Well-deserved. I'll tell you what. There's sometimes, you know, they give some money to somebody because they do something. This is well-deserved. Give the guy the $150,000. Let's keep him in town.
And there's, yeah, no kidding. There's also word out there that that is the same stipend that Kent Pavelka and Matt Davison get to follow the team. And we're going to find out for sure as Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, live from Cunningham's. Matt, happy St. Patrick's Day, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I just can't believe, you know, all the bonuses that come these radio broadcasters' way with making the NCAA tournament. It's like cash is just raining down. You know, Kent doesn't know what to do with it all. And I'm sure I'll find a way, golf trips or something. But, yeah, it's crazy. $150,000 is that's pennies compared to what we get.
Hey, Matt, Jim Langan here. And I was watching the Ohio State-Nebraska game, and I had a buddy of mine that was on in a car, and I texted him. I said, I cannot believe this. And we both referee a lot of high school and some college basketball, not at that same level, but I said, I cannot believe they just passed on a travel by Ohio State with 57 seconds to go and then called us for one with 35 seconds to go. I said, I cannot believe this. And I was really irate, and he texted back, you sound like Matt Davidson. Tell me what you thought.
Well, I tell you what, I get on the officials once in a while. I don't want their jobs, and I think, unfortunately, you know, people hear us, you know, complain quite a bit about it. I don't like to be that person, and I have a lot of friends that are officials, and so they're always the ones that are texting me telling me to lay off the officials. But, you know, it just drives me nuts sometimes, and so I have to get on them, I guess. I feel like I should. But I will say this, guys. I try to be fair. Like, I pointed out many times in that Nebraska-Ohio State game that there were some calls that went Nebraska's way that I didn't think were fouls on Ohio State. And I thought there were equally, you know, fouls the other way that were called on Nebraska that shouldn't have been too. But I try to point them both out. I just don't know what they're looking at sometimes.
Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this St. Patrick's Day. Matt, just with the way things broke down yesterday, it now appears that losing that 18-point lead and losing to Ohio State really didn't affect Nebraska all that much, except that they would have played another game, and who knows what would have happened against Michigan.
Yeah, you know, I think there was still opportunity for Nebraska to maybe improve their seat. I think if we win that game and play Michigan, maybe we move up to a 10. You know, maybe that was a possibility. Maybe we beat Michigan and move on to the finals, and we move up a couple of spots. I don't know. But as it worked out, we're still in the field, obviously, and didn't even have to do the play-in game, which I think we were all a little bit concerned about at that point. So I'm glad we stayed away from Dayton. We didn't want to have to do that.
Yeah, Matt, good point. That's what I told Doug, too, earlier, that I think each game we won, we possibly could have moved up one digit. You know what I mean? As far as we ever were going to go was an 8. If we'd have won the whole tournament, we might have been an 8. But I agree with you on that. Tell us a little bit about what you think about the matchup with Baylor.
Well, I think you see two teams that are pretty much opposites, to be honest with you. I think Baylor, you know, they're a long, athletic team, big in the middle, shot blockers, guys that have big wingspans and are really going to affect shots near the basket. They have a great leader out front, and their point guard, Helslip or Heslip, whatever his name is, great shooter. And he's a really good player, maybe as good a shooter as we've seen all year. He's up there with, like, Stauskas, only he's only about 6'1 or 2. He's not 6'6. So he's a good player. I don't think Baylor is a very well-coached team sometimes. I think they kind of roll the ball out there and say, hey, we have better athletes than you do, and good luck beating us. And so I'm not trying to, you know, bash their coaching, but that's the way I see them play. They're big and long in that zone, which is going to be, you know, difficult for Nebraska, I think, at times. Where Nebraska plays man-to-man, you know, we're extremely well-coached, very disciplined basketball team. And so, you know, I think it's two different styles. I don't think it's a bad matchup for Nebraska. I think it's a matchup that, you know, I think early in Vegas, Davis is a 2.5-point dog, which isn't too bad for an 11-6 matchup. So, you know, I think we have a great chance to hopefully advance.
Yeah, Jimmy and I talked about that as well. When you see the spread that close, they want you to bet Baylor, and that's usually good for the underdog. We're talking with Matt Davison here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Matt, the emotion yesterday at Pinnacle Bank Arena, just describe it. I mean, you're around. You're one of the few people that are around the team every single game, basically, that they play all season. And you saw the bottom earlier this year, and, boy, we've all seen the bottom here the couple of previous years. But there was some pretty big-time emotion yesterday.
There was. You know, there was a lot of relief when Nebraska's name showed up there on the board. And you know, even as the team got there, you know, Siobhan Shields went over to Coach Miles and said, you know, do you think we're in? And he said, yes, you know, we're in. And he's like, are you sure? Are you sure that we're in? You know, because even the players were still concerned that maybe we would get snubbed. And so there was still a lot of doubt, I think, within the players at that point. But, you know, once the name showed up, there was relief, there was excitement. I think the fact that Creighton was in the next bracket, you know, made it even more exciting and somewhat shocking that was a potential matchup. So, you know, the fans went nuts. It was a great turnout. A lot of Husker fans came out, and it was probably the biggest crowd in America, I would assume. And so, you know, it was just a great day. It went into last night. We had a good time last night celebrating, and it's just it's a long season. This program's been through a lot. Our fans have been through a lot. And really, in the last 45 days, this whole thing has turned around, and here we are going to the NCAA tournament. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, that is exactly right, Matt. I mean, we talked about it on our show. They beat somebody. I can't even remember who Nebraska beat, but they won a game. And they go, hey, if we can beat Michigan State, and hey, we can do this. We win six in a row, and we're going to get in. And we go, hey, yeah, that's right, that's right. And then we kind of lucked out that, how's that going to ever happen? But that's exactly what happened. Hey, you're right. Talk a little bit more, just a little bit about this, about Baylor's zone defense, because that's what got Creighton in trouble, too, was taking on a zone. But, well, Nebraska's going to have to hit some outside shots. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think we do have to hit some shots, but I think also we have to penetrate the zone. And even though they have shot blockers in the middle, you know, we have to have the ability to get into the middle of the zone. Whether or not we score the ball once we get into the middle of the zone is one thing, but once you're in there, you can then kick it out for step-in threes. And we all know that when the ball comes from the inside out and you can step into the three, the percentages go way up from even a pass that comes, you know, to the wing from the top of the key. So it allows a guy to really get square and have a better chance of making the shot. So, you know, Coach Miles is a great coach. He's an X's and O's guy. I think we're going to have plenty of things that we can do against the zone, which I assume we'll see most of the game. And, you know, they're not going to guard some of our guys very hard, and they're going to try to really force Pettaway and Shields to play against double teams. We'll see if Pitchford can hit some shots out there. Ray Gallegos is going to be key in this matchup. He's going to have some opportunities to make shots. Hopefully he gets it going. And so, you know, it's an interesting matchup. Then you go to the other end, and Nebraska's going to be playing that strong man-to-man. So at least most of the game, I would assume. So, you know, I just can't wait for Friday, guys. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. I'm glad we're playing on Friday, too. It feels like you're really a part of the tournament. If you play the early game on Thursday and something goes wrong and you lose, it's like you weren't even a part of it.
Yeah, Matt, you know what it's like driving to Lincoln and you see the state tournament bus already coming back from Lincoln because they were out after the 9 o'clock game. That just kind of punches you right in the gut like, Hell, we weren't even there, but just a couple of minutes left here with Matt. Let's dream big, Matt. Overall, the entire bracket, obviously Creighton most likely would be next, Wisconsin, Oregon after that. Somebody's got to be a Cinderella. Just your thoughts on the West bracket overall.
Well, I don't think it's bad for Nebraska as you look at it as an 11. You know, Baylor's playing really good basketball right now, but they were 2-8 at one point in their league. They're actually a higher seed in the NCAA tournament than they were in their own conference tournament. And so, you know, this is a team, yeah, they're playing well now, but, you know, not dissimilar from Nebraska. They had a part of the season where they weren't playing very well at all. So I think both teams are kind of saying which one is going to show up for Nebraska and Baylor. So if you happen to get by that one, you know, you see Creighton, and Creighton handled Nebraska pretty easily early in the season. I think we're a different team now than we were then, and I would assume it'd be a much closer game. But still, you know, Creighton has the player of the year. They're a great team. This is the best team they've probably ever had. And so, you know, that would be an obviously a really intriguing matchup in this state. And, you know, for Creighton, they look at it, and they probably don't like to see Nebraska in that bracket, I would assume. Now, they know that they can beat us because they already have. At the same time, there has to be a little bit of fear there, like, wow, what if we'd happen to lose to Nebraska and they ended our season? So there has to be a little bit of that in their mind. I mean, if you get by that, then you know you've beat Wisconsin before. So, you know, there's no reason that at this point in the season, every game is a different game and a different matchup, and you just have to try to survive in advance. And, you know, just to be a part of it and have a chance is something that we didn't think we were going to have 45 or 60 days ago. So our guys are going to really enjoy it and relish it, and knowing, guys, that we have pretty much everybody back next year, and we want to build this season going into next year and build some confidence.
Matt, that's a good point. Matt, another thing, you were talking earlier about being on the radio and broadcasting the game and trying to be fair. I think you do an excellent job. When I listen to you on the radio, I think you do an excellent job of talking about things and letting us kind of know what's going on the floor. Does Nebraska have enough depth to win games if we get into foul trouble at all? Can we come back? I mean, that's one thing that hurt us a lot when we got the when we blew the 18-point lead to Ohio State was the foul trouble we were in. We couldn't defend and play defense the way we needed to. Do we have enough depth, or is that going to be a problem?
Well, if we get in foul trouble, I think it is a problem. You know, and against Ohio State, it was our best players that got in the foul trouble. When Petaway has to sit, it changes our game plan. When Shields goes out, it really changes our team, probably more drastically than even when Petaway's on the bench. So, you know, it depends on who gets in foul trouble, but if those two guys get in foul trouble, yeah, it's a problem for Nebraska because we're limited on the number of guys that can that scare other teams as far as their scoring ability. And I think that's true with most teams, really, across the country. And until you get into maybe the top three or four seeds, and even some of them, you know, if Doug McDermott gets in foul trouble, which he never does, but if he did, Creighton would be in trouble. So, you know, I think it can be an issue for us guys, but our guys know how to play. They've been playing with the same rotation for quite some time now, and I think they understand that they have to stay on the floor.
Well, how many times do we talk about Nebraska basketball recruiting? This morning, a commit from point guard Taren Smith from St. Anthony's in New Jersey, which is where Bob Hurley coaches. So immediate reaping of the benefits there. And one more question Mike and Gibbon wants to know here, Matt. Do you know what Benny Parker's status will be?
Benny's fine. I talked to him yesterday in the locker room, and, you know, anytime he's sprained an ankle, it's going to be a little bit sore. But by Friday, he'll be fine. He's a tough kid. He's as tough a kid as we have. He could play 40 minutes if he has to. He's a little energizer bunny. Talk about a guy that's really resurrected his career in the last couple of months. He's been a real key part of us making the tournament. I'm proud of him. He's a good kid, tough kid. He'll be ready Friday.
And the last question for Matt Davison, Husker Sports Network, and, of course, Husker legend, as we have to put that out there as well. We went the whole interview without talking football, and I'm going to leave it that way. It's St. Patrick's Day, Matt. What are you doing today, and what's the first spot you're hitting at the Riverwalk?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. The Chicago is unbelievable during the St. Patrick's Day stuff. I'm in Nebraska today, and I don't know what I'm going to do. There's been a few options out there. You know, people have reached out. There's a little bit of something going on tonight down at the rail yard. So I have to head down there and hopefully have some fun. And I hope you guys have fun, too.
We're going to, and every time we're in town, like to slide by gate 25. So, buddy, take care, and we can't wait to hear the broadcast 11:40 on Friday. Hopefully at least a couple more games.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Anytime.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Davison joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Husker Sports Network, joining Kent Pavelka. And, of course, during football season, Greg Sharp. And as we said, 11:40 Friday morning. So let's face it, folks. Bosses, let's open it up a little bit. You know what's going to happen. So let's watch some basketball. And then that is immediately followed by Creighton and Louisiana the 25 minutes after. So that's kind of cool. Same session.
Absolutely fantastic. And I'm like you, Doug. Hey, about 11:35. I hope they turn on some TVs all over the state of Nebraska.
Well, they'll definitely have them on here at Cunningham's, your spot for the NCAA tournament and part of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Fill out your bracket now. It's free with great prizes at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got more basketball talk here from Cunningham's. Later on, John Werner, Waco Tribune Herald, and Eric Olson of the Associated Press here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores, 30%. Cartridge World, we're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print, up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
What's a fast, reliable way to keep our workforce mobile and productive from anywhere? Let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
Mobility is the key to a long career in basketball. You have to be mobile to get out of town after a bad game.
So you're saying we should work with CDW's mobility solution experts. They'll fully configure to our exact specifications the new Lenovo X1 Carbon with Intel Core i7 processor.
Mobile and productive, just like me.
CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day today, we top off at about 74 for a high with southwest winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 43.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Live from Cunningham's Journal, they've got live music throughout the day. We've got basketball predictions going on, ESPN breaking it down. Fill out your NCAA brackets while you're here at Cunningham's, or you can do it online at ESPNSuperstation.com. We were talking earlier, Jimmy, about Gonzaga and their tournament history. And I was right early on before they ever got a good seed. That's when they made some noise in the late 1990s. The first time they really went crazy was 99. They were a 10 seed, and they made it to the Elite Eight, losing in the regional final to Connecticut. So they went 3-1. Then they were 2-1 as a 10 seed, 2-1 as a 12 seed. Then they never won two games again until 2006 when they were a 3 seed. And the only other time that they have won two games in the tournament since then was 2009 when they were a number 4 seed. They've been all over the place, 6, 9, 2, 3, 10, 7, 11. They went 1-1, and even when they were 1, they went 1-1. So kind of the same story there.
Yeah, Gonzaga, you know, they are an elite program now. They're kind of like Virginia Commonwealth. I mean, if you only had a 32-team tournament, you know, instead of the 64, they'd be in every year. So, you know, that's kind of amazing. You know, they were talking about how many people had their appearances, straight appearances in a row, and it goes most appearances, you know, and it talked and had, like, Kansas was in there, and it had a list of them, and I'm with my son Chris and watching TV, and I says, you think Nebraska's going to be on that list? And he goes, maybe for disappearances.
Seventh trip to the tournament, 0-6 in the tournament. Haven't been there since 1998. So that's what's going on with Nebraska. I've got some more St. Patrick's Day knowledge here for
you,
Jay.
Good. I wanted to hear this.
I found some quotes out there just to put this out there. Reality is an illusion created by a lack of alcohol. Just throwing that out as a bit of wisdom here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on today's program. And glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we're on the road. Andy's going to be joining us a little bit later on this week. I know he's busy today as well with everything that is going on for this St. Patrick's Day. But busy at Midway, be a good day to go buy a green car. I mean, if you're ever going to buy one, today's the day, right?
Yeah, you probably get something. You got to be a special if you buy it on the 17th, isn't there?
So they've
get
always
a tax write-off or something.
Always got something there for you at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. A couple other things from over the weekend. UNK Baseball will have Damon Day as our co-host tomorrow. They went 2-2 over one of the best teams in the conference and in the country in Central Missouri.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I mean, they went 500 and you know, right now in the MIAA, if you can go 500 against those good teams, that's going to really help you out. No doubt about it.
Lopers will hit the road to Emporia this weekend. Yesterday, all kinds of runs in the softball game. Lopers dropped the opener 10-9 and won the light cap 17-15. That's a little slow pitch action, but this is women's fast pitch. They're headed to Wayne State Wednesday. What do you think there, Jim?
That's a little slow pitch. I'm just laughing at what you said, 17-15. After that 10-9 game, who umpired that? How long did the game take?
I don't, you know, it took a long time, and it took so long that Holly had to call out to refill the cooler in there because they were out. There was nothing left in the cooler.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when your base runners are getting tired. When the base runners are getting tired, you know you've definitely got through it. Then your outfielders are just running all over the field trying to get balls and throwing the wet base. And, yeah, unbelievable.
Anything close. Nebraska baseball, after dropping that one-run game on Friday, they were able to pick up a doubleheader win on Saturday. So two nice wins right now for the Husker baseball team. And they will take on Creighton tomorrow. That was another good thing. Can you imagine if that play-in game, Nebraska would have had to play in that tomorrow, and it's Nebraska-Creighton baseball? Guess what? If the weather's any kind of decent, there'll already be some chirping going on at Haymarket Park tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be amazing. You know, it's absolutely. You know, that I didn't realize until I was in college. I went to Kearney State College at the time, and I went to a Creighton-Nebraska basketball game in Omaha, and I didn't realize that they didn't like each other that well. I didn't realize that there was – because I kind of was for both of them. But, yeah. You know, now when they play each other, so hopefully, you know, right now we can cheer for each other a little bit here, and, you know, this will be good. I would like to think that Wichita State and Kansas State will be cheering for each other, but, you know, sometimes that's not true. Sometimes when you're too close, you know, it's hard to do that.
Both fan bases booed the other fan base, but really kind of some of them started to. I was at Pinnacle Bank yesterday for the announcement for the Nebraska basketball show yesterday. And when Tim Miles mentioned Creighton, there were some boos, and then it was quickly replaced by some cheers saying, hey, the state of Nebraska, we can all be down there and we can have a good time. And you know what? Here's the one thing. If Nebraska and Creighton do play each other, one of them's got to win. One of them's going to the Sweet 16 for the first time. So that's something good comes out of that. And then Greg McDermott started to say that when he was addressing the crowd when Creighton was put in. And you could hear just a couple of boos in the background. And he said, hey, this is a great thing for the state of Nebraska. And more people cheered. So I was glad to hear that.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, both McDermott's handled this real well. And Doug said, hey, this it'd be great if Nebraska and Creighton played. And this is even before. This is even before we were on the same line. This was a week ago when it was a possibility. You know, they were looking at things and falling into place. And he goes, it would be a great game because Nebraska has really improved. So, you know, they're giving credit where credit's due.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number for the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, you can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Twitter address is at ESPN1460-1550. All right. Andy takes a break from selling cars and trucks and everything out at the Midway Auto Dealership. He is a big Nebraska basketball fan as well. And, Jimmy, some of those people went into hiding the last 15 years. But, Andy, what do you think, man? Midway has got to be jacked up for the Huskers for St. Patrick's Day and for the sun just to be out. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, man. It's it was I actually realized last night why they have the tournament bracket show. For the last decade and a half, I didn't know why they did that. but it was actually kind of fun to watch once you figure out you're going to be playing in it. So, no, we're jacked up. You know, St. Patty's Day, a lot of stuff going on around the Tri-Cities area. You know, I'm not for sure. We must just have a really large Irish population around here because I've never been anywhere where, you know, on St. Patty's Day, the whole town just shuts down. But we're selling cars. We've got the open house event going on at the Chevrolet store for the remaining of the month. Nice part is you're going to go ahead and get the best price clearly marked on every vehicle every day. And we took it a step further. We're actually offering 1.99% financing up to 60 months on all of our brand new inventory that we have in stock. And the same thing down at the Chrysler store. We have the Seasons Award event. Chrysler's been making a whole lot of steam over the past couple of years, and they've just been rolling out some great product. So we're going to still be offering those great hassle-free prices, low prices every day, clearly marked. And at the same time, we're also going to be going ahead and giving 1.99% financing up to 60 months. We've arranged it with a couple of the banks. So, you know, whatever you want to call it, you can call it the open house event, the Seasons Awards event, or you can just call it the, you know, Nebraska basketball event. Whatever you want to do, I promise you, we're going to get you a great deal. We're all jacked up.
Andy, what if somebody comes in this week and wants to purchase a new vehicle or a certified pre-owned vehicle and specifically says we want it Husker Red? You got something special for them?
Absolutely. That's an easy question to answer. We do got some Husker Red stuff. If you're here looking for some Blue Jay Blue, you're probably going to be disappointed when you walk in and if you get to talk to me because did Creighton make it? I didn't even check. Are they playing?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
they didn't get in
no.
The turn. Yeah, you don't have to worry about them. That'll be one team Nebraska wouldn't have to play.
Well, that's what screwed up. I got called out by our sales staff today in our big group meeting. I wasn't even thinking about St. Patty's Day or anything, and I walk in with one of my nice two-shaded blue ties on, and they're like, really, Creighton boy? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I didn't plan very well, so... You know, I'm just excited. It's like you guys just said a little bit earlier ago. You know, the state of Nebraska needed this, and they kind of need that injection. They need that shot. And, you know, it's pretty cool. You got the Big Ten tournament and the Big East tournament, and you got a couple teams from Nebraska. And I know there's a lot more basketball fans around this part of the state than people would ever, you know, recognize. And it's just kind of cool to see everybody that's been loving basketball and involved in this, you know, be able to come out and support it and kind of get vocal about it. But any way you cut it, you know, glad to be a part of the dance, and, you know, it's going to be awesome, you know, if we could get that second-round matchup. But, you know, Baylor's got some big boys downtown, so we got to go ahead and make sure we take care of the first round.
Well, you got some big deals as well at the Midway Auto Dealership on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Andy, I know we'll be talking later in the week as we're here at Cunningham's all week, so we'll let you get back to your day so that maybe you can sneak out early.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. You guys have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andy. Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about what they've got going on here for March Madness at Midway. Taking a look at your George Washington stats here, Jimmy, they've won one tournament game since 1994. That was in 2006. Then they lost to Duke in the second round. Last time they were there, they lost to Vanderbilt. And back in 93, I think that was before we got to the 64-team field, possibly, they were beaten in the regional semifinal. They beat New Mexico, they beat Southern, and then they lost to Michigan. That's the best run that George Washington has ever had, 1993.
Yeah, and when we talked earlier, too, it was George Mason was the team that had that nice run.
Yes.
It wasn't George Washington. It was George Mason was the team that kind of had that. They were like that sleeper that one year that everybody kind of fell in love with real quick.
And
right.
Can you believe how long ago that was? In fact, here's the deal. We're at Cunningham's. The next person that can come in and tell me that George Mason made that run in 2006, we're going to give him $10 in Cunningham's cash. Next person that comes into Cunningham's, comes up to Jimmy and Adam, who are sitting here with me, Doug Duda, and just tell us, hey, remember George Mason in 2006? They made it to the Final Four. You come up and tell us that George Mason made it to the Final Four in 2006, we're going to get you $10 in Cunningham's cash. We'll be back with more, including Waco Tribune Herald's John Warner to talk about the Baylor Bears after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.